Well, there's years of training we have to do. Everything from spacewalk training to robotic operations. In fact, some of my crewmates are preparing right now to grapple a visiting vehicle on Monday so that we can get the cargo off of that vehicle. But they have to reach out and grab it with a robotic arm. That takes a lot of training. Russian language training. I served previously as a co-pilot on a Russian spacecraft, so I had to be very proficient in Russian. There's lots of different systems that help protect us, our environmental control and life support system. We've got thermal control systems. We've got our computer systems, all kinds of things that we have to understand to be able to function on the space station. And fortunately, we have a great team of subject matter experts on the ground that will really coach us through the challenging things. So we have to understand how to work well with them. And even one of the things I really enjoy on the ground as well is we've got to learn how to operate in an operational environment, one that potentially could cause your life to be at risk. And our NASA jets are a very good way to get us psychologically trained for that situation because we work as a member of a two-person air crew flying an actual jet that, if you mess up, could cost your life, but with the support of an air traffic control team, a ground control team.